USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alec Baldwin addressing the shooting on the set of his movie Rust for the very first time, saying on Saturday afternoon,
"You know, there are incidental accidents on film sets from time to time, but nothing like this. This is a one in a trillion."
Baldwin speaking to paparazzi in Vermont there. Baldwin saying he cannot make any comments on the actual shooting, which killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza, but explained that's only because of the ongoing investigation. World leaders of the 20 largest economies endorsing a global minimum tax aimed at stopping big business from hiding profits in offshore entities. President Biden at that G20 summit. Next up, before he heads back to the United States, he'll attend a global climate summit, and this is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, giving the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
An investigation is underway after an Amtrak crash left 3 people dead and 1 seriously injured in South Carolina. The North Charleston Fire Department saying that Amtrak train slammed into a vehicle about 2:30 a.m. on Saturday. 4 people found near the heavily damaged vehicle, 3 were pronounced dead at the scene, and paramedics treated that lone survivor who was taken to a hospital. Officials say the train was carrying about 500 passengers. None of them were hurt.
Let everybody get vaccinated.
Vice President Kamala Harris rolling up her sleeve on Saturday for a COVID booster shot. She got the Moderna booster in D.C., and so far the CDC has approved booster shots for folks over 65, those with pre-existing conditions, and those who work at jobs with a high risk of exposure. The White House confirming that Harris's job duties of frequent travel and meeting with many people made her also eligible for that booster. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As we told you earlier, President Biden is among the 20 leaders at the G20 summit, and he'll be moving on to a big global climate summit before returning home. But this trip to Europe began with a visit to the Vatican, where he met with Pope Francis.
At the meeting, the two had a 75-minute conversation that was both professional, touching on issues such as climate change, and personal, with Mr. Biden saying the Pope told him he was a good Catholic and should keep taking communion. Mr. Biden has been under pressure from conservative bishops in the U.S. over his support for abortion rights and same-sex marriage, which they argue disqualifies him from receiving communion. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Airbnb is not giving its customers any chance to party hard this Halloween weekend at any of its properties. That's because the travel company has brought back its party ban for the weekend. It was found to be very effective for the holiday last year. It brought a roughly 50% decrease in complaints to Airbnb about unauthorized parties. And a Maryland man proved that fortune can strike twice, as the Maryland Lottery says. He won $2 million once before, and he won another $2 million the other day on a $30 scratch-off. And for USA Radio...